place where we celebrate God's grace every day.
Welcome to On to Perfection, radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
He wasn't dying. There wasn't any time yet. God instituted time to put a date on demonic and devilish activity.
Amen. That's it.
When man fell, that's why death came in. He put a expository date on what the devil could do.
Yes, sir. Amen.
But what I want you to see right here, there wasn't any time.
Amen.
There was nothing declining. There was no adversity. There was nothing he had to mop up or clean up, but yet he was told to dress the garden and keep it.
Amen.
The word keep there, it means to protect it.
Amen.
When Adam was told to dress the garden, I want you to follow me here because this has to do with the wonders of worship. When he was told to dress the garden, God was saying to him, prepare the atmosphere for me to come.
Amen.
Keep the atmosphere in the garden. Everything's in the perfect way. Now keep it that way so that when I come in the cool of the day, you and I can come in fellowship and you can worship.
Amen.
See, the word worship means to give worth to.
Amen.
God said, dress the garden. Because I'm coming. Dress it. Keep the atmosphere right so that you can worship. Told you I was going to teach you something this morning. I know, you know, we don't often look at it from that perspective. I used to think Adam was in there raking and, you know, pruning. And for what? Nothing was dying. There was no death. There was no decline, no decay. No time. Everything just was like heaven. It was Eden, the atmosphere of heaven in the earth. And so we see that. Dress it and keep it. It's from this place of worship where prayer, I'm going to teach you something else here important. Where the prayer focus that God wants is realized. Give me Luke chapter 11 and verse number 2. Luke 11 and 2. It's from this place of worship. Now the disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray, right? They were asking him, teach us to pray. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so on earth. First thing God says, he says, when you pray, say this.
Amen.
Our Father,
amen,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now, you know, that's a model. We're not limited to those words.
Amen.
But what those words indicate are worship.
Amen.
In other words, when you pray, don't just bust in putting a demand on God for something.
Amen.
Lord, I need. Lord, I need you to do this. Lord, this. Lord, that. Lord, he said, when you pray first, dress the garden. Dress the garden so I can come.
Amen.
Worship first. Don't just bust in on me making demands. I say that because many people do. It is going, right in at God. Expecting. But God says, when you pray, before you even pray, hallowed be my name. Worship me. I'm the one that has no counselor. I am the Alpha and the Omega. Beside me there is no other. In me consists everything. God have a right to demand worship. But see, this is the hold up sometime in a person's life, why they're not having traction in their life. They pray. I'm going to get a little ahead of myself, but when the woman at the well came to the Lord said, they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. He didn't say anything about prayer. Now we know prayer is vital. It's important. But in front of prayer has to be worship. That's why it can't be contemporary. You can't worship unless it's upbeat or it's slow. No, it's all that comes out of us toward God is worship. I can shout from the mountaintop, hallelujah. Or I can be down there, thank you, Jesus. I'm worshiping. Let me get back up here with these verses, because it's so important that we don't let the devil hoodwink us and try to make us think it's only one way. We hallow your name before we ask for anything. Before you consider provision, you must first worship. Oh, this is going to be life changing in somebody's life. Because you love God, but all you've been doing is busting in on him. You listen, let me encourage you to start, especially when we're moving to the other building, start trying to do your best on a Sunday morning to get here when we open up with praise and worship, because we're vigilant and diligent to do that right at 10 o'clock. And I'm not, this is not a criticism or rebuke or anything, but do your best so that as you understand this more, you realize my worship is really important. It's not the words in the song or your favorite song, or I don't care too much for that song, or that song is too fast, or that song is too slow. No, it's what's coming out of your mouth, from your heart, from your spirit. They that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's the thing. That's what gets God's attention. See, he said, dress the garden. Create the environment. You got a lot of strife and turmoil in your home. How you been dressing your home? Now we wouldn't, you know, we got these screens in that and we can put stuff up and videos and all that, but we wouldn't put the Playboy channel on in here. Right? What apostle doing here? What is that? Right? Why? Because we consider this gathering to be holy. So what we put up there or what we do, we dress it. Certain things ain't allowed. Somebody jump up and start cussing, they go get tackled and carried out. You understand me? What? Why? We're to protect. Amen. We're to dress it and protect it. Because this is where God comes. He comes. He inhabits. Now, if we were on the other side of the fence doing something else, then we dress that environment. And guess what? Whatever we're dressing it for, it comes. Amen. Them evil spirits, they come.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So the question is, what are you doing at your house? How are you dressing your house? What are you watching on television? What are you letting your children watch on television, on these phones?
Amen.
Amen. Whatever it is you're allowing, you're dressing it for whatever spirit is behind that to come.
Amen.
Amen. Now when it comes to husband and wife, you know, Adam was created first, and the Lord said, it's not good that the man be alone.
Amen.
He didn't say it's not good that the man be lonely.
Amen.
Because the man wasn't lonely. Let me get on down here. I said the man wasn't lonely. The man was, when you're serving God, you can't be lonely. I said, when you really are involved with the things of God, doing what God has told you and walking with God, you're not lonely. You might be alone, but you're not lonely. Now, I want you to think about something here, because Adam was told to see if he could find a help meet. And he looked upon all the creation, all the animals that he had named, and it says he couldn't find a helpmeet. Now let's not get this twisted. God wasn't talking about a helpmate.
Come on. Amen. 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 Amen.
The word is meet, not mate.
Amen.
God ain't about no kind of bestiality stuff.
Amen.
Adam was looking for a helpmeet. In other words, someone that could help him meet the responsibility of dressing and protecting. It wasn't about having children and being fruitful and multiplying. He was looking for a help meet. So he looked up across all creation, couldn't find a help meet. So God did what he did and brought him a help meet. Now let's understand it's a help meet, not a help mate. The mating, of course, is for the propagating of the genes and the generations and children. But the help meet. And see, this is where we gotta give women back their value. Hello? God's going to use women in these last days in a mighty way. Brethren, just get used to it. Get ready for it. God's going to use some powerful women to do some powerful things.
Ladies of the Treasure Coast, don't miss an amazing time of fellowship and revelation. Resurrection Life Family Worship presents our 2023 Women's Conference, Mother's Day weekend, Friday, May 12th and Saturday, May 13th. The theme is Woman Arise, Understanding Your True Value. Special guest will be Bishop Larry Jackson of Bethel Outreach International Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. Friday will start at 7 p.m. with a powerful night of worship, culminating in a word from the Lord by Bishop Jackson. Saturday will begin at 10 a.m. with worship and will be a full day of instruction, impartation, fellowship, and food as lunch will be served. Bring your moms, daughters, sisters, and friends to our women's conference. You all should experience this together. You'll be glad you did. All services will be held at Resurrection Life Family Worship, 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce. To register for more information, call 772-465-0036. That's 772-465-0036.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.prbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida invites you to join us in prayer for revival. And tune into this station every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for Glorious Day, a program of spiritual edification and encouragement led by our co-pastors.